Daily Rest, Monday, March 25th, 2024. This is Holy Week, and in our devotions we make our way through the week, beginning with Quiet Monday. May no one ever eat fruit from you again. And his disciples heard it. Mark 11:14. For us, many Mondays are quiet because we've had a busy Saturday and Sunday. For Jesus, the first day of the week, Palm Sunday, was indeed a busy day, beginning with his ride into Jerusalem on the back of a donkey's colt. After a busy day, Jesus retraced the steps of the colt back over the Mount of Olives, returning to the village of Bethany, the home of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. Mark 11:11. The next morning, Jesus and his disciples returned to Jerusalem. Along the way, they came upon a fig tree having no fruit. The fig tree had spent all its energy producing leaves, not figs. Jesus said, "Let no one eat fruit from you ever again." It wasn't a loud sermon, but a quiet word on the way. The noise on Monday of Holy Week didn't come from Jesus, but from those who exchanged money and sold pigeons in the temple. There was a place for sales, but it was not in the temple. A fig tree having no fruit. The fig tree had spent all its energy producing leaves, not figs. Jesus said, "Let no one eat fruit from you ever again." It wasn't a loud sermon, but a quiet word on the way. The noise on Monday of Holy Week didn't come from Jesus, but from those who exchanged money and sold pigeons in the temple. There was a place for sales, but it was not in the temple. The temple was to be a place of quiet meditation and prayer. The loud haggling made that difficult, if not impossible. Jesus drove the earthly-minded loudmouths from the temple courts. Today, let's make it a quiet day. Let's take some time for quiet meditation on God's Word. Let's speak with God in prayer. The shouts of Hosanna still ring in our ears, and they remind us that God hears our prayers because Jesus went the way of the cross and the grave. He is God's anointed Savior. Bowed down beneath a load of sin, by Satan sorely pressed,